This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. South African police said Sunday shops were looted overnight, a section of highway was closed, and stick-wielding protesters marched through the streets of Johannesburg as sporadic acts of violence following the jailing of former South African President Jacob Zuma spread to the country's main economic hub. The unrest had mainly been concentrated in Zuma's home province, where he started serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court on Wednesday night. But his incarceration has angered Zuma's supporters, and police say criminals are taking advantage of the anger to steal and cause damage. The South African government says dozens of people have been arrested since the violence began. The Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department says there was looting Saturday night, and a highway was closed off after reports of shots being fired at passing vehicles. British authorities warned against large gatherings ahead of the Euro 2020 football final Sunday, fearful of the highly transmissible Delta coronavirus variant that has fueled outbreaks across the world. London on Sunday will host more than 60,000 fans at Wembley Stadium for the final of the virus-delayed Euro 2020 championship, the biggest crowd at a British football stadium since the start of the pandemic, as England takes on Italy. The known COVID-19 global death toll has topped 4 million, with the fight complicated by the emergence of variants that have accelerated outbreaks, even in countries that had successfully weathered the early phases of the pandemic. South Korea, once held up as a model for COVID-19 response, is set to tighten restrictions Monday in and around the capital Seoul after new daily infections hit their highest level since the start of the pandemic. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA.